Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the show is Thomas Barrett, the founder and CEO of Encirca, an ICANN-accredited domain name registrar, now providing services for Web 3.0 and the decentralized web. Mr. Barrett has over 35 years of experience in technology, including brand protection, internet development, and blockchain. And Mr. Barrett, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Good to be here.
Certainly looking forward to hearing about Encirca and learning a few things from you and your expertise as well. So first of all, explain the concept of Web 3.0 or the decentralized web and how it differs from the web experience we use today.
Absolutely. So, you know, the cliche today is if you're not paying for a product, you are the product. And the dominant Web 2 players such as Google, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all have a business model of monetizing your personal data. Web 3, or the decentralized web, is motivated, in fact, by consumers wanting to regain control of their personal and privacy. And this means that the consumers will be in the driving seat in terms of controlling permissions on who can access their data. Web3 browsers will be more like mobile apps and will include digital wallets and self-contained digital certificates for greater security. And the Web2 titans that have a business model for monetizing your personal data, that's basically incompatible with a decentralized web. The Web3 will have new web browsers, new search engines, and new social media that respect personal privacy and give consumers control over who can access their personal data.
Certainly some great information to lead things off here today. Now, how are domain names on the decentralized web different from the classic extensions that we are familiar with, such as the .coms or the .nets?
Well, the classic domain extensions like .com were not designed to optimize privacy or even security. For example, there's a public Whois database where home addresses, phone numbers, and email addresses are available to anyone who wants to see it. And if any of this information is found to be inaccurate, then that's grounds for your registrar like GoDaddy for suspending or revoking your domain name. So the classic Web 2 really is designed for e-commerce, for businesses who want to conduct commerce with either other businesses or consumers. Domains on the decentralized web have use cases more geared towards consumer use. First and foremost, they inherit the blockchain's default attribute of being anonymous. And that's really the antithesis of the classic domain names like .com. So the primary use case will be oriented around personal digital identities, where the owner's digital wallet holds not just crypto and NFTs, but also personal data that owners can selectively share with others on the metaverse. Also, keep in mind that classic domains are regulated by a nonprofit called ICANN, but there's no regulation for NFT domains on the decentralized web. In terms of numbers, there are 1,500 extensions like .com that are regulated by ICANN. On the decentralized web, there's already 4 million extensions. And so it's basically the scale in terms of magnitude is huge.
No doubt, and some very eye-opening information shared right there, and really do appreciate that. That is very important and most helpful. Now, for entrepreneurs and global enterprises alike, what are the top concerns about establishing their brand within Web 3.0? Get into some of those details there.
Well, for those of us who were around in 1995, you got to remember that today's leading web browsers, search engines, social networks, they were not the first entrants when the web launched in the 1990s. And just as most of the internet startups failed in the 1990s, most of the blockchain startups will probably fail as well. And remember, too, that domain name extensions are also brand names. So when a business says their Web2 address is yahoo.com, they're actually promoting two different brands, Yahoo, the business, and .com, which is actually another business selling domain names. So what happens when .com becomes overrun with scam, spam, and fraud? This impacts the business brand's security as well as their reputation by association. So what we're seeing even in the classic domain name space, major brands are moving to become their own top-level extensions. For example, IBM.com has become .IBM. But there's no regulation or trademark protections on the Web3 yet. So hypothetically, if you decide you want to have a Web3 address using .ETH for Ethereum or .crypto, the risk is these extensions could fail or become known as a haven for cyber squatters and fraudsters. And there are literally millions of these extensions. It's already at 4 million and growing rapidly. So it's too many for a business to really protect themselves in defensively. And without regulation, there's no recourse if there is cyber squatting on a company's brand or trademark. So we think the best way for a business to mitigate the risk of choosing the wrong Web3 extension is simply to own its own top-level extension on Web3. And then they get to promote that extension to their customers and don't have to worry about what happens to the second brand that comes after the last dot.
Certainly makes a lot of sense and quite interesting as well. Today we're speaking with Mr. Thomas Barrett, the founder and CEO of Encirca, an ICANN accredited domain name registrar, now providing services for Web 3.0 and the decentralized web here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I also understand, Mr. Barrett, you are an executive committee for ICANN, the Global Domain Registrar Service. What is ICANN's take on the decentralized web, and how are they managing domains?
Well, I've been active in ICANN since its founding in 1998. I serve on several committees within ICANN. And, of course, I own two ICANN domain name registrars as well. So I actively participate, for example, in the Name Collision Advisory Project. And so ICANN does a lot of data research around the impact of name collisions on the stability of the internet. And a name collision is where ICANN and the Web3 intersect and could potentially conflict. For example, if there's a .crypto, which we have on Web3 today, and the next time ICANN decides to introduce new extensions, there may well be a .crypto under ICANN. And so depending on what web browser you use, you'll go to one or the other .crypto extension. I mean, ultimately, though, I think that the name collision issue will be small for several reasons. ICANN extensions require $185,000 application fee. They are going to limit their growth to just 1,000 extensions per year. They're currently at 1,500, and they're not currently accepting any applications for probably another 4 years. So in the meantime, if you're on the Web3 today, you can secure your own extension for just a few dollars. There's no limit to how many can be added. They're already at 4 million after 2 years, and they're available today for brands to register. So in a nutshell, ICANN really doesn't scale for the needs of the blockchain in terms of domain name and brand, establishing a brand.
And thanks for that clarification, most helpful. Now, also another question for you. How is your company intersecting with the decentralized web and crypto, blockchain, and metaverse-focused digital brand presence? Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. So I also should mention that I'm the chair of the blockchain committee for the International Trademark Association. And I've been involved with the International Trademark Association for 20-plus years as well. So our focus as a domain name registrar is to assist business owners and trademark holders to acquire their presence on the Web3. And there's very few folks within the classic domain name space who are actively doing this type of service. Luckily for business owners, the top 100,000 websites on Web2 have been reserved by many of the blockchains that are offering these NFT domains. So as a first step, we do provide what we call a situation report showing the availability of a company's brand on the decentralized web and the possible next steps the company can take to secure their Web3 domain name. And then we help business owners and trademark holders actually proceed with securing their Web3 internet address.
Well, certainly do appreciate what you do in the space all these years and for joining us here today. Such an honor, Mr. Barrett. And before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to share in the form of a takeaway or a tip, that would be great.
Well, I think business owners and trademark lawyers and holders need to have a sense of urgency about considering what their Web3 presence is going to look like. You know, ideally, it's going to match their brand name. And they want to grab that presence before someone else takes it from them. Because remember, there's no regulation. And so once it's gone forever. So they certainly could consider some of the existing NFT domains like ETH or crypto. But we certainly are recommending that they simply go right to the top and gain their own top-level domain off the blockchain.
Certainly some sound advice as we conclude today. And if listeners wanted to get more information or to be in touch with you, or especially more information online on InCirca, where's the best place to do so?
Well, we are at InCirca.com on the web too. We also, of course, have our own top-level domain, but you would need a compatible browser for that. But you also can find me on LinkedIn, Thomas Barrett on LinkedIn.
And that certainly does work. Again, that is InCirca.com. Mr. Barrett, all the best. Thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
It's been great talking to you.
Well, it certainly was my pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Thomas Barrett, the founder and CEO of InCirca, an ICANN-accredited domain registrar, now providing services for Web 3.0 and the decentralized web. And for all the details, visit InCirca.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.